Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God's people have always had enemies who persecuted them because of their devotion to the cause of Christ. The Apostle Paul was abused in many ways in various cities where he had preached the gospel. Paul wrote as follows to the Thessalonians, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention." 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 2. If Paul had suffered from killing someone or from committing some other crime, his suffering would have been appropriate. But he patiently suffered for the cause of Christ and brought honor and glory to his Lord. The Apostle Peter wrote, "For what glory is it, if when you are buffeted for your fault, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." 1 Peter 2:20. The inspired Apostle also added, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his steps." 1 Peter 2:21. The word hereunto indicates that Christians are called to suffer for the name of Christ. In our Lord's great Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:10. Peter affirms that Christ suffered for us. His suffering was not a result of any wrongdoing on his part. He suffered for our sins. The idea in this verse occurs many times throughout the New Testament. Jesus was our sacrifice. He died in our stead. Paul listed that truth along with Christ's burial and resurrection as constituting some of the basic elements of the gospel. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:3. Christ's death was substitutionary. He died for our sins so that we would not have to die for them. Isaiah predicted, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The testament of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. By the operation of God's Holy Spirit, Isaiah knew Christ would have to suffer. Isaiah 53 is unquestionably one of the greatest chapters in all of the Bible dealing with the suffering and the death of the Messiah. Jesus also mentioned his sufferings and what his followers could expect. "Remember the word which I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours." John 15:20. There is a difference, however, in our suffering and Christ's suffering. His suffering brought about the redemption of those who believe and obey the gospel. His suffering was vicarious. It also needs to be said in passing that the suffering of Christ was not unexpected. God knew before the foundation of the world what would be necessary for the salvation of fallen men. Christ's suffering and death were according to God's plan. Our Lord's sinless life, his suffering for righteousness' sake, and his submission to the will of God is an example for Christ's followers in every generation. The word example in this verse literally means to write under. It involves imitating a good model. Christ is our perfect example in loving God and in obeying his commandments. We are exhorted in this context that we should follow in his steps. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.